And we are back. Coach and Coach Podcast, we are back in effect tonight. Man, been a slow day of news today. We just was bored and decided to come on.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're going to fill our time with. Coach said he had all the secret sauces and stuff, so I'm just going to sit back and let him go with it. It was a slow news day on my end.
Slow day, man. Wasn't really much going on, man. And oh, man, it just – let me turn all my background stuff off because I'm getting echoes everywhere. All right, I finally got all that situated. But welcome to the Coach and Coach Podcast. I am your defensive coordinator. I am the one that sticks around. Let me stop. I am your defensive coordinator. I am the one that's going to stay here and make sure it's done. I am Coach Marks, and that guy to the right of me, we're trying to get him to stay. He is our offensive coordinator. Or was he calling the plays? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe it was his son calling the plays. I don't know. But we got him on tonight. He is Coach Benny. And, man, we are the Coach and Coach Podcast. Man, we are ready to talk about the day. As you can see, TikTok is already loading up. They are hitting pretty quick right now. And Facebook, we are here live. And, man, what a day, Coach. What a day. Man, the only thing I regret about today, Coach, on Fifth Sundays, we don't have church at my church on Fifth Sundays. Coach, we should have went to Oxford.
Yeah, I think I texted you that during the day today. I was like, man, we should have been there.
Oh, man, we blew an opportunity, man. It never dawned on me.
Yeah, it didn't. Well, you know, I felt so bad for Marty Smith. You know, I think he was in the building for 48 hours. You know, he deserved to, you know, say what he needed to say, and we needed to be in church or at the house chilling, waiting on what he had to say, because that man aged 2 or 3 days worth or about a month's worth in 2 days. So, but yeah, I did think about that several times, or at least, like, I would have liked to have been on the tarmac listening to everybody. That sounded pretty interesting. That sounded pretty interesting, too.
Yeah. I would have avoided that. But, man, we finally got some clarity. And, man, when I say it got messy, it got messy. And, man, we had some boots on the ground. And, man, it got messy. But, man, we are here to talk about it. We do ask that those that are on with us live, you know, hey, chat with us. We're going to talk to you. Though this with TikTok, we're going to do our best. We're going to do our best when we see it. We're going to try our best to try to come in as quickly as possible when we see it. But on today, the decision was finally made, or the decision was made for somebody today, because his decision was made probably three or four weeks ago. But we helped make the decision for him. And Coach, just off of what you know, seen and what you felt today, how do you feel about what you saw today?
I think you have to tip your cap to Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce. You know, they didn't fold or anything. They said, hey, we're gonna, you know, you've known for weeks now that there has to be resolution, that we cannot allow you to coach in the playoffs. You know, there's been a narrative pushed out, you know, in my opinion, by Kiffin's representation, that he should be allowed to coach in the playoffs and that he should see this through. And that, you know, they did not feel the pressure to go back on that. I thought it was, you know, we saw a day where probably two top candidates for the job, had this job been open a couple weeks ago, they accepted jobs. John Summerall's announced as the head coach at Florida. Alex Golish has announced the head coach at Auburn. Yep.
And that honestly, that was his plan the whole time. He did not want Ole Miss to get. And this is what I've been, I'm not going to say arguing with people, because, you know, you can't argue with stupidity sometimes. But everybody's all of this, oh, man, y'all just butt hurt. No, nobody's hurt over the, well, I'm not, because if you've been watching our show, I've been very consistent on how I felt about Lane Kiffin. I've been very consistent.
For a long time.
But the fact is that what we were saying is that the thing, when you're trying to sabotage something to boost your own, man, that's some fake funny stuff going on. And then, coach, to even find out that that whole little thing that he did with Ben was just a grandstanding. He had already had a conversation, made sure the camera was rolling so he can go do that to Ben, and then text him later on to apologize. This dude is he wants a reality show. He wants a reality show.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a chance, you know, that if he left and we didn't have what had been the past few days as far as sitting around waiting, or, you know, fans sitting around waiting, still holding on. I mean, late last night, you get on message boards and they're like, well, I mean, there was no answer. So there wasn't an answer saying I'm leaving. So truly that means he could still be staying. And it's like, guys, I mean, come on now.
You got
if he was staying, I mean, he would have done said he was staying. So
no, we already think, dropped that. You and I had think, already dropped that 3 weeks ago.
I think the fact that, you know, could there have been some hurt feelings from a standpoint of true disappointment and stuff from the entire fan base? Yeah, sure. But I think after this, I think it's more moved towards a frustration and honestly a relief. You know what your future holds now. I mean, for the main, you know, the main thing is, you know what your future is. You're not sitting in the dark another moment. You know what it is. And I mean, if we're going to be real, in my opinion, you got the best guy out there available to you that I think at this point, you know, I know there's going to be comparison, especially from, and I'm not hating on anybody here, but the Mississippi State fan base is going to come out and say, well, y'all said to us a few years ago, you made an emotional decision and promoted Zach Arnett and it didn't work out for us. This is it 2.0.
Zach Arnett wasn't responsible for the talent that was on Mississippi State's sideline.
Exactly. And so that's the
difference.
But my rebuttal to that would be that I think in the coming days, it's going to become more apparent that from a recruiting standpoint, Pete Golding has kind of pieced this thing together for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
That he, from a portal standpoint, high school recruiting standpoint, I think this is one of the main reasons why Kiffin's gone. I don't think Kiffin is very – I don't think he's a hardcore recruiter. And now he better keep
Frank Wilson at LSU or he's in trouble.
He believes that the LSU sticker on the side of the helmet will play to the fact that he doesn't have to go be a hardcore recruiter. Pete Golden's a hardcore recruiter. He's going to go turn over every stone he can, find the guys. He's going to relentlessly pursue guys and try to get them to show up in his building on signing day. So,
let me respond to the user. If he do not keep Frank Wilson, yes, he will be in trouble because the number one recruiter in Louisiana is Frank Wilson. So you can miss me with that. I'm coming. These are not fan based comments. I'm saying this is factual stuff. Frank Wilson is the guy there. So he better keep Frank Wilson. If he don't, yes, he will be in trouble. Because what y'all got to understand in the NIL era, kudos to what you done before then. You are in a new era of football. You're in a new era of football. So if you're going to keep living off of what happened back then you're going to be pissed off in about 2 or 3 years. And then you're going to be, oh, we should have left him at Ole Miss. So, yeah, he will be in trouble if he do not keep Frank Wilson. See, anyway. I don't react just as a fan. I study this stuff, buddy. Go on, coach. I like to address stuff like that.
But anyway, I mean, you know, and then from a coaching standpoint, I mean, he comes off the Nick Saban tree, spent time with Nick Saban. I'm sure he has a large network of people that he can put together for his staff. I'm sure that, you know, it may not have been what Ole Miss fans truly wanted looking back at this a few weeks ago and thinking that, you know, we're going to go to year 7. But, you know, I think as far as starting over at year 1, I think you're in pretty good hands. I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. So.
Yeah, because I mean, I just saw where it said high school. High school. That's the reason why he's going to LSU. Because he don't want to keep he's going to live in the portal, but he feel like he can get that top notch high school talent at LSU. So yeah,
everybody keeps saying Trinidad. Trinidad's got to get
a waiver.
Yeah, he's. I don't know if you can. I mean, I guess if you could get him, you would just wait on a waiver. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, Trinidad. You got a better chance of Lacey going. Trinidad is. He got to get a waiver from the NCAA.
Yeah, I don't know if you can just bank on that. I mean, if you're going to go tamper with an Ole Miss quarterback, your better bet would be Austin Simmons because you know he has eligibility left. And I know that the NCAA loses cases all the time. And probably, you know, Trinidad might get his waiver, but there's no guarantee to that. Guarantee of that.
So, Coach, let me ask you this. Because I said I was going to spend limited time because we're going to move forward. Do he replace Tuberville now?
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard, which, you know, I'm trying to move into the media world and be more in that not fandom mode but reporting mode. I was not even around remotely for the Tuberville situation, but reporters who are old enough to be there, I mean, they even say this tops it by a mile. So, yeah, I would say this is this is a lot different and not, you know, I think this made Tuberville look pretty – because at least, you know, when he left, he just left. Like, he did not – he went to Auburn, cleared house at Auburn, brought the guys he wanted into. That was the end of it. This has been a – I mean, and I don't know what is true and what's not, but, I mean, there's reports that this man was – locked in his office the last 2 days and wouldn't leave. Like, Tuberville was like, "I'm gone, guys. See you."
I'm going to tell you the sources that I had. Well, you know what, Coach? Let me. Well, no, we'll play that when we transition. The sources that I had is that I mean they are in that locker room now. It's not a player, but so y'all won't have to go try to figure out. Y'all end up trying to go on my Facebook page trying to see who I'm friends with. That's not. You're not going to find who my sources is, but there was a leadership meeting after Keith Carter, and that leadership group walked out on the meeting with Kiffin.
Yeah.
And that is from a reliable source that they walked out on that meeting. And that was the moment where I think Keith Carter had to go ahead. We got to make this decision to preserve our team.
Yeah, my understanding was that, you know, early this morning, it was split kind of like, I can't put a percentage on it, but there was still a pretty decent amount of players who were like, Kiffin should coach this team in the playoffs. Apparently, they went to Lane for that leadership meeting or whatever, and it just kind of seemed like some prefabricated answers from some assistant coaches and what Lane had said to them. And then my understanding was it was a resounding, we're done here with Lane. We don't believe he should coach this team in the playoffs. And that should end the narrative. If the players don't want the coach coaching in the playoffs, then the media needs to stop that the guys should have been allowed to coach in the
because
playoffs.
That's what
this
been
is about the
use.
Players. I mean,
that's
this is, you know, at the end of the day, there's a coach, you know, he had a quote that players win games, coaches lose them. The game is about the player. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, if that's what they wanted, I'm glad that that's what they got.
And that's what you got to go with because everybody's narrative have been, well, you got to do what the players want to do. Well, this is what the players want. After all of the debacle, now, I don't know how true it was that when the announcement was made that I don't think he was still there, but you know, people want to take, but this, I want to play you this. I want to play you this. Let's see.
Okay, listen, yeah, I know it's been a
Now that's Keith Carter's talking.
Through that, a lot of stuff, a lot of noise out there. Man, you guys perform. You guys played your ass off. It's been so much fun to watch. They're really, really fun to watch. And I know some of you better than others. I want to get to know everybody on here. If you see me, I'm waiting when you guys walk off the field every game. Like, you guys mean a lot to me. I played basketball here. I'm a former student athlete here. This place cut me out. I'm red and blue. Like, this is my home. I've been here forever. I've been here 30 years. So anything that I do, I'm going to do with the best interest of this institution. Okay? The other thing that I do is I do things that are in the best interest of
Sorry, TikTok. Athletes. Y'all going to have to listen to the show on Spotify.
Again, a little tumultuous time over the past few weeks. When it came right down to it, we have someone that is a leader of men that can lead you guys. And that man is Pete Golding.
Coach, that response don't sound like a bunch of people that's upset about the decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's my understanding that Golden recruited a ton of those guys. My understanding is Joe Judge will more than likely be the OC. I think Weiss is gone. Before we got on here, I tried to dig in and do everything that I could.
This is a report that I got, Coach. A friend of mine sent me this. He said from a reliable source that was sent to him. He said Charlie Weiss, which is obvious, George McDonald, receivers coach, Billy Glasgow, general manager, Thaddeus Rivers, the AD for football operation, and Nick Savage, the strength and conditioning coach,
is gone. That's what my understanding was. We saw the video. We saw the video too, but there was like nobody was willing to actually confirm this, that it was a done deal, but I think it is. And then I think LSU fans in the chat, make sure I get this name right. Thomas is the general manager of LSU. It was my understanding there's a chance that's just Glasscock's going to go to LSU. Thomas is, and I think he was at Ole Miss with, because who's the other one? Kevin Bolden. I think that they went to LSU from Ole Miss together, and I think there's a chance that he's going to return as general manager over here. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think that's been reported that could happen.
Okay, Coach, so as we close the chapter on that, it is now, it's Pete Golden time. And like I said, he is responsible for the majority of the talent that's on that field right now from the high school recruiting standpoint and from the transfer portal. Now, I've said a few weeks ago, I said I felt the tension between Lane and Pete. I felt like he has really taken a lot of shots at Pete Golden in these last couple of years.
Yeah. And I think I won't repeat it on here because I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that Kiffin had some choice words for Lane last night in his office that pertained to, you're not going to be here, so why don't you get on out the office and go watch the Auburn and Alabama game at your house because you won't be here tomorrow anyway.
Then Golden said that to Lane.
Yeah, so I think.
Hey, who's going to chat? Because Golden looked like he could throw them hands a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're going
to
just say.
Lane didn't want to throw him with Ben as much as he acted like he wanted to. So I don't think he would have thrown him with Pete. But and I don't know how true that is. I've just heard that. That's maybe interesting. He got the final word going out the door, I guess. But this is a big it's a big deal for the program. I think clip it now if it turns out poorly. I just don't think it's going to because my understanding is behind the scenes, this man's been doing handling the recruiting, handling the transfer portal for a while.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna let, assuming that Joe Judge is gonna be retained and probably be the offensive coordinator. He's from an NFL breed. I'm sure he has a huge network of guys that he can get a coaching staff together. And I don't think you're gonna have to worry about someone being loyal to your program. The statement that if you're an Ole Miss fan, the statement Pete Golden released today, I think that's the first time all year you heard words from your coach that sounded like he was supporting your program, like he is for your program. So that had to feel good.
I didn't get to see that because I had practice today. So what did he say?
Just pretty much like, we're going to attack every day with relentless effort. You know, we're just, you know, the coach speak that everybody gets. But, you know, Lane's not done that to give Ole Miss fans any sense of peace in a long time. So, you know, to feel like you have a guy in your corner again, I'm sure that was a big relief when you read the release.
And I do believe that what the reports that I heard today, that he was leaving this year regardless. I think this 11-1 threw a wrench in it. I think he wasn't expecting this to happen, and it would have been an easier move on, and it just so happened. But like I said, when it comes to some decisions that were made in the last couple of years, you know, the refusal, that whole thing about Bentley can't pass block, it's a bunch of bull crap to me, and we still don't know the real on what happened with that situation, why you didn't play him in a game that you needed. He got maybe, I think, one snap, one carry, I believe, in a game that you needed, you know, to get into the playoffs, that you refused to play him. I think about John Rhys Plumlee, like, doing all those dumb tweets talking about, man, I'm trying to get the quarterback coach to dude, stop the stupidity. Even when Matt Corral got hurt.
How many targets did Caden Prescorn, like, how much money did they pay Caden Prescorn to come back last year in their championship, their last dance season? And for half the year, he was just standing on the sideline. I mean, he just wasn't you know, utilized the way that everybody thought in the preseason that he would be, if you're going to, you know, beg the man to come back and pay what it took to retain him.
Somebody said the offense will not be the same. Why not? Explain to me why the offense wouldn't be the same. That's the question I would have for you. Why wouldn't the offense be the same? Going into the playoff, why wouldn't the offense be the same?
I don't think you're not changing anything this year. Now, no. There could be some things like on-field adjustments, like in-game, like in-play, really. You know, I wonder how helmet communication could be different, things like that. But the gist of the offense, I mean, it's going to be the same.
Well, the main thing is, especially when you're dealing with quarterbacks, whoever the quarterback is, you got your quarterback coach still there. And you spent a lot of time with that quarterback coach. He's been in. So you got a main voice that's there. Now,
well, you could say the style of play calling might be different, but the actual offense, I mean, they're not wholesale changing the offense.
No.
The weeks before the playoff game. I mean it's probably going to look a little different, but it's not going to be from game. It's not going to be from a, we just installed an entire new playbook in 2 weeks. I mean, I just don't see that.
And the offensive line coach, he's still going to be there because, I mean, Lane was going to try to fire him this year anyway. So,
I think Lane was going to fire the offensive line coach this year. I think he was going to be gone. There was going to be several staff changes if he was to stay.
So, the main thing now is now that Ole Miss moved forward, and now they have the coach, and they're ready to go into this playoff picture. Coach, just kind of drop the notes that you have that you had gathered today.
On the playoff picture?
Yeah.
I think that you kind of need to be – I think everybody needs to pay attention to Tuesday night, because they are – ESPN pushed the narrative all day Saturday, and, I mean, there's still talk of it today that, you know, you don't have your sitting head coach, that the playoff committee valued you and looked at the – through the Ole Miss lens for the entire season. There's no data point of Pete Golden as the head coach. I don't know what kind of punishment that would be. I don't know if it'll be a punishment at all. Some guys – lost in front of you, or, you know, Texas A&M drops in front of you this weekend, so you may come out in the exact same spot you already sit. My understanding from everybody I listened to, talked to, that was ground level at the IPF today, the team seems to be super locked in. I know somebody in the chat earlier said, what happens, you know, as far as players transferring. I mean, I don't think that's on their mind right now, because they're going to get a 15, say they make it past the first round, say they, you know, when, if their season's done December 19th or 20th, they'll be there. They can get in the portal when the portal opens. If they make it past the portal opening date, they're going to have 15 days when the season's over with. I mean, they're being tampered with, not even from LSU, but everybody in America is tampering with everybody in America. There's probably going to be some guys that jump in the portal. It just is what it is. If Lane Kiffin stayed as the head coach next year, there were going to be guys jumping in the portal.
And that's why it was
– is what it is.
It was important, I think, to beat Pete.
I think that they'll, you know – I'm sure that Tuesday would probably give them some idea of where this thing's going to fall out, because they're done playing games, and I don't think conference championship games are going to move the needle a whole lot with seeding. So I think they'll switch. You know, once they find out Tuesday, that kind of gives them like two or three teams, that they can look at game planning against, and then you'll go from there and figure it out. And then from a staff standpoint, I think once the season's over, I think you're going to – you know, that's when I think you'll start seeing the staff changes. You know, I think everybody's looking a little too deeply into the fact that they've retained a large amount of staff. I think that that'll probably be readdressed once, and you know, whatever the date of the season ends. But hell, I mean, let's be real. Some of these coaches, you know, and Lane said this, you know, to Marty Smith on the tarmac. I mean, some of these guys are going to have to make decisions about, I mean, they're their own men. They can definitely go to LSU, but the hell, they could go. They can apply to any job that's open if they wanted to. I mean, there's no guarantee that
they're following him.
That they're following him because somebody else could poach him. I mean, there's a lot going on here. So,
speaking of, we talked about the SEC championship. And knowing that, you know, once we get past that, everything is going to be set pretty much for the playoffs. If Alabama lose that SEC championship, they will be 10-3. Do that not matter?
Hang on, say that again, Coach. I was taking a sip of water.
If Alabama loses the SEC championship, they're 10-3. Do that matter at all?
I don't think it matters. Just, I mean, we only, like I said last night, we only have a year sample size of this, and conference championship games really had no effect on the playoff. Now, granted, I don't think any of them fell to a three-loss team, but I think the sample size pointed to the fact that you played an extra game. We're not punishing you for playing that extra game. So, I don't think, unless it's ugly somehow, one way or the other, I don't think it's going to have an effect on the actual playoff standing.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the conference championships, and you're looking at Virginia. What the heck? Virginia's playing Duke for the ACC championship.
Yeah.
Man, that.
And that's, Coach, what I'm saying, Ron. Like, maybe there's a world where Bama loses by a certain score that it has an effect. I just think it's weird.
Are we still automatically bidding conference champions?
No, I think that there's a chance that if it's
the high score. Because what if Duke wins?
Well, I think it's the highest four ranked conference champions. So,
but I'm talking about just in the playoff period.
I mean, I think that they're going to let the conference champion of the ACC in. Absolutely.
Coach, Duke is 7-5.
I know.
And if they win this championship,
that's why I think that's why they're. I think that's why they're trying to move Miami. Ooh. I think there's a case where. There's some scenario where the ACC champion could get left out. I'd have to go dig into what that is. I think there's a chance, like, but I honestly think it has to do with two Group of Five champions, and I don't think that's happening.
Well, Duke is playing Virginia for the ACC.
Miami's going to get a bid, so it's either going to be Miami or it's going to be Virginia or Duke.
So ACC's getting two in?
I think if Virginia won the ACC, they're not going to put Miami in. But
if Duke wins, you looking at Duke and Miami?
Yeah, that's the scenario. Two Group of Five teams would have to be ranked higher than the ACC champion, and I just don't know. Like,
James Madison James Madison made it into the college football playoff rankings yet? And then there's not another conference that's going to produce a high enough ranked champion. So
if Tulane wins,
Ole Miss is still in, yeah.
And Duke wins, and Tulane is right now ranked number 24. Man, this is ugly.
It's a mess.
This is ugly. This is why you got to go to, but you know what, Coach? Once we get to 16 teams, we're going to be talking about 24.
Well, they're pushing past 16, Coach. I mean, yeah, the 24 is the number now. Go listen to who was it? Is it Joel Klatt? And there's some more guys that are really pushing. You know, I think we have so many issues in college football. I think this whole scenario, the whole Lane Kiffin scenario, kind of encompasses the issues that we have in college football. But we're worried about expanding a playoff, you know. That's what we're going to get. We're going to get more teams. That way we can argue about the 8-4 teams that are ranked 25th, 26th, and 27th, whether they should get a spot or not. So,
or you got to win six games to even be eligible for. I mean, it's about to turn. The bowl games are about to turn into – we're about to be NCAA basketball.
Yeah, that's where we're headed to. I mean –
the field of 64 or the field of 24. Because this is a mess. I think because of what it looked like, you got Indiana and Ohio State playing a championship game.
And I'm kind of with the chat. I'm wondering what JMU comes in this week.
Yeah.
Because I do agree. I think that I don't think they're a slouch by any means. But I think that, you know, and I do my live on Sunday afternoon. I didn't do it today because everything we had, but I always go over the metrics of the group of fives. And I think Tulane went and beat Northwestern and Duke earlier in the year, got two power four wins. South Florida has some power four wins, and that just boosted the American strength of schedule all up and down it. And then you go look at, like, JMU lost to Louisville, and I think that's the only Power 4 opponent they played this year. So when you get into metrics, I think JMU's problem is the fact that when you look at their strength of resume, their strength of schedule, and, I mean, the Hunter Yurchet, the guy that stepped in, the athletic director from Arkansas that stepped in, that they talk about on Thursday or on Tuesday nights, they talk to him about what did y'all come to the conclusion to. It seemed to me that that was his takeaway with why – they had not ranked JMU yet. So, you know, I just don't know. I would probably, from a storyline standpoint, rather see someone like JMU than Duke, but I just don't know if we're going to get to that point. If anything, I think Miami is the ACC representative in this. Well, if Virginia wins the ACC, it's Virginia.
Eric Olson and Jake O'Connell that writes for AP. Their prediction for Tuesday is they have JMU at 12, they have Virginia at 11, they have Alabama at 10, they have Notre Dame at 9, Oklahoma at 8, Texas A&M at 7, they got Ole Miss at 6, and Texas Tech at 5. And your top four is Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Georgia 3, and Oregon 4.
I'm fine with that. I mean, I kind of am.
Three Big Ten teams in the top four.
Well, who else are you putting up there? You got Ole Miss, who's 11-1, but they have all the freaking turmoil around them.
Texas
Tech.
If they win the Big 12.
Coach, they can't. I can't. I think if they win the Big 12, they're moving up. But I can't value them over in Oregon. I just can't. I can't get there. I do think they will be top four when it's all said and done. I think if they go win the Big 12, there'll be a top four seed. Don't get me wrong. And I know they had a backup quarterback. And I know that transitive properties don't matter anymore. But we're talking about a team that lost to Arizona State. And Mississippi State beat Arizona State, Coach. And I know it was with their backup quarterback. I just think that – I think the Big 12's bad. Texas Tech's a pretty good team. But they're not – I don't think they're a championship-winning football team.
but I don't see them. Oregon is not in the top four. I'm sorry. They're not. They should not be.
And I don't think they will be on the final. I don't think they will be on the final poll. I think they're going to make it. You know, Georgia is done. They don't have a game to lose or win. They're probably there.
They're top four. Okay. You're going to pencil Georgia in.
I'm not so sure.
I think Ohio State is in top four, win or loss.
I think they are win or loss.
Win or lose, they're in there.
You're probably moving. Well, my thing is, like, could you get Georgia to two, move the loser of the Big Ten to three, and then put Texas Tech at four?
And still, you'll have the same. And I can see that happening. Now if Alabama wins, I still say if Alabama wins the SEC championship, then that's where I see a scenario where the Big Ten and SEC championship participants are the top four. Alabama wins.
Yeah, now that would throw some. Oof. If Alabama wins.
But coach, in that scenario right there, aren't right now, until somebody else play, aren't they the best? Wouldn't they be the best four teams?
Probably so.
If Alabama wins the SEC championship, then.
But are they going to jump them that high? Because they're sitting at what right now? Nine? Now, they did win a game. They're probably going to move up anyway, but they're sitting at 9 or 10 right now. Are they going to jump them that high? That's a 5-spot jump, potentially.
They will be.
Now, could you see Texas A&M beating Alabama and moving them back up, potentially? But I don't know about Bama coming from 10 to, you know. And I mean, I don't know how far A&M's going to fall with the committee. I think the AP poll, they fell to 7.
Yeah, but I don't see them. I think they – A&M, it wouldn't shock me if they were 5 or 6. It wouldn't shock me. Even though I've been on record, I don't see A&M as a power team, a powerhouse team. I think they've – but I don't see them going – And 7 might be their floor.
Everybody talking about Oregon, and I'm not being an Oregon defender or anything. I'm just trying to put my mind into how the committee gets them there. So don't come at me for saying this. I'm just trying to give you an explanation of why the committee could do this. Their strength of resume is 5. Strength of schedule is 24. I know that you can say, well, they really only played USC. They got to win it against USC, the win over Iowa, who's not even, I don't think, was ranked anymore, and then the loss to Indiana. But that strength of resume, I mean, that's the 5th-best strength of resume in the country behind, which I guess some of this could be updated. This isn't updated. This is as of Saturday night, Sunday morning, all that updates. But I think that, I'm just trying to get everybody into the headspace of where if this happens, this could be what the committee pointed to get them there.
So I'm just looking at everything, and man, I hate we got to wait a whole week for the
conference championship. Or the final. Yeah. I mean, you're a week and what, 3 days from knowing the final, what the field's gonna be.
Like, so, I just want to get into it right now. Like, let's just go ahead and let's.
I'm not ready. I'm sad that this is all coming to an end, Coach. Like, this season has blown by.
Yeah, and this, as far as for our job, man, this has been great.
It has.
this has been great. But here's the thing, though, man. I mean, you still got the playoffs, and you still got recruiting. Still a lot of stuff that's going to be out there.
And then by the time you get done with that, you'll have all the spring meetings at the conferences do, and there'll be news out of that of what they're trying to push, you know, legislatively inside the college football world. There'll be plenty of news all the time. College football never sleeps. It's becoming the second biggest giant behind the NFL from a sports standpoint.
Yeah.
But I am sad that we have ended rivalry week. Like, I love Thanksgiving week. You got feast week in basketball. You got Thursday's just a day devoted to the NFL. I know a bunch of Ole Miss fans believe that the Egg Bowl should be on Thanksgiving night, but it's not because TVs don't turn on the Egg Bowl. They'd watch NFL football. So
NFL, that's why the NBA stopped playing games on Thanksgiving. For the last
2 years. NFL runs the show.
For the last 2 years, and you can go back and check it, NBA have not played a game on Thanksgiving Day.
And shout out to the sports leagues that's figured out, hey, we're better not going head-to-head with the NFL.
Yeah, you're going to lose that. But I don't – that narrative, everybody's not looking at the NFL, that's a lie. They looking at the NFL. NFL still reigns supreme.
It is king.
Coach, man, like I said, it was a busy day today, but everything has now ironed itself out. And I'm going to go on the record, Coach, telling you, telling chat, I'm done talking about Lane Kiffin.
Hey, and let's look at it a positive for us. I think Lane Kiffin kind of had a lockdown on access. Pete Golden might open that thing up. We may be credentialed media here. Hey, before too long, folks.
Coach, I'm not going to lie to you. If he would have stayed on, Coach, I'd have never got another ticket. Hey, Coach, hey, I sat there one day. I said, yeah, my tickets are done. Because when they see my name run across that line, nope, he's not getting it. But, man, now you out the door, son. I'm an Ole Miss guy. Class of 1999. Continue to give me my tickets because, boy, I was thinking, I said, yeah, my day, if he stay on, well, I won't be getting no more tickets because I will not mince my words for him. And that's the thing, man. I'm not glad that he left, but I'm glad that he left because, like I said, it when it comes with that much turmoil, like today, I was talking about, and this is where people, they pick and choose what they want to hear. And I can't fault people for that, but people do that. And somebody had commented, and I made a comment, and I said, all money ain't good money. And they took it as I was talking about Lane choosing LSU. Duh. I've been saying it. This is why you ought to listen to the show sometime before you comment on stuff. I've been saying that if somebody crazy enough to offer you $100 million over 6 or 7 years, then you take it. When I say all money ain't good money, I was talking about our relationship and how we was allowing him to be free. I mean, we basically, blank check and everything. Do what you want to do. We don't care, just win.
And Newt says, is it worth going and go ahead and buying Ole Miss playoff tickets? Absolutely, man. Like, shoot. Regardless of the outcome.
I'm getting them.
I think they're going to play the group of five or the ACC champion and probably be a favorite, but take the football out of it. You're going to have a chance to go be a part of
my Christmas present is playoff tickets.
It'll be the biggest sporting event in the history of the state of Mississippi. Like, and yeah, you should absolutely go be a part of that.
Oh man. And the people you thought that Florida bull crap show was something. It's going to be about some football, baby. You go, hey, Pete, do me a favor. Tell them to lower them concession prices. Help us out, man. Help us out. Help us out, Keith. Man, we've been there. I even tweeted Keith Carter this morning. I said, fire him. I had enough, Coach. I tagged him to it. I said, fire him, man. I said, somebody that see this, pay the buyout. Let's get it over with.
So I think you, if some of the stuff that was being said is true, I think you had calls at that point.
Yeah, they like, do it. We got it. We'll go ahead and pay it. Get him out of our place. And I think this is going to, unlike any other situation that has happened, this is going to spark the fan base like it's never been sparked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I figure the donations, it was my understanding that the Athletic Foundation had a 400% increase over the fiscal year of 2025. And I'm sure that the moment Lane Kiffin stepped on the plane, the people who were deciding they might withhold some money till there was a decision made, now there's a decision made and he can that money will start flowing in. I'm sure that there's about to be a huge push. Probably this whole fiasco has probably gave them some stuff that they can market and sell and make money off of.
Well, they already got one.
Yeah.
I can't wear the shirt. I'm not gonna wear it. But man, they already got one.
And that's very possible too. Ole Miss and Alabama. I think that's who. I mean, as of right now, until they update, that's, you know. I'm just curious what the committee thinks of Ole Miss now and what they thought of Alabama winning the Iron Bowl, and if they won or lost the SEC championship. I'm curious.
Right now, they
what,
got us at six playing Virginia.
Yeah.
And they got Texas A&M.
Well, that's not. I mean, that's just.
I know
it is.
That's just
projections.
A prediction. I mean, that's what we're doing. That's all we're doing anyway until Tuesday.
You have most of your offensive coaches, Red Fan. I think that the receivers coach might have took off on you. Your general manager, a couple more guys, strength and conditioning guy, but and your offensive coordinator. But for the most part, from what we thought it was going to be, they did a pretty good job retaining staff.
Hey, Coach, I am one of the top. I used to be one of the top power lifters in the nation, you know.
Hey.
And I got a couple of state championships under my belt as a power lifter. Now, Ole Miss, if you need a strength and conditioning coach, you give me about 2 months to get myself back in shape. I will come on up there. Man, I'm one of the best yellers, you know. Man, yeah. I can get going. Now, I don't know if it mean anything, but boy, I can yell like the best of them. So, hey. You go ahead, tell Keith Carter that they got, man, I'm the beast of Bruce, man. Tell him if you need a strength and conditioning coach. These are not all my trophies. I need to get them all in my background. That's what I need to do, Coach. I pulled a couple of medals and put behind me, but them some powerlifting medals, man. Hey, if you need a strength and conditioning coach, I'm your guy. So, hey, and Coach, know how to yell. He's been in the locker room with me. I can bring you in as an assistant, man, and we can go up there and we can get this thing rolling.
They ain't even got to pay me millions. You just cut me a comfortable.
Hold up. Hold on now. You going to have to pay me. I got a child on the way.
I mean, I want to be paid, but I don't have to make like
– give me 500.
I don't have to be 1%, but like, hey, if you let me live comfortably, you ain't got to worry about me.
I tell you what. Ole Miss, I'm finna put it out there. Pay me $120,000 a year. I'm your strength and conditioning coach. Boom, I gave you a discount.
And it doesn't. You don't even have to negotiate that. They'd be like, hell yeah, I'll take it right now.
If you want my resume, just Google my name, put powerlifting under it. You're gonna see all them ones there. You're gonna see all of them. Chat, Google me. Google it and put powerlifting under it. You're going to see that your boy is strong or used to be strong. I'm big now, though. I'm more of an offensive lineman. I will relate to the guys that's big now because I used to be small guy, but now I'm a big guy. But if you go Google me, you're going to see that I did because everybody else living in the past. Everybody keep talking about Florida. That stuff in the past. They talking about LSU. It's in the past. Well, dadgummit, why I can't talk about myself? I think I'm qualified for the job. Even right now, I still bench 315 like it ain't nothing. It'll hurt my shoulder and my elbow, but still, I get one rep in.
Preach.
That's all you need, one rep, because it's one play. One play, I got to move the pile just one time. That's what I teach them. One play. You got one chance to make one play. But, man, hey, I'm looking forward to it, man. This is probably the – I will say this, because I have not been engaged with an Ole Miss offseason in about 4 years. I mean, it's been that long since I have been engaged in an Ole Miss offseason that I feel like this year I will be more engaged. Coach, I didn't know the players this year. Crap, I told you that I found out about Lacey off of college football.
Yeah, I mean, man. Well, that's just part of the – That's just part of the awesome. World we, it's part of the world we live in now.
But coach, you knew more about players than I did because you were engaged. I have not been engaged at all in the off season. I think now I will be. I think a lot of the reason
you were going to be anyway, coach. We're covering this thing. Tell everybody.
Yeah, but
to
I think. Well, I'm,
like,
I'm
follow,
glad he's
subscribe.
Gone because I got tired of following him, and I think that was part of the reason that I didn't because I, as and nothing against the man, even though the man, whoever you are, comes out in your profession as well, but. It was the coaching guy that I did not like, and I never did. And everybody blasted me for years because I didn't. And, man, you stupid. Man, he got us winning and blah, blah, blah. But I said, it's coming. It's coming. And I had to deal with it, and I took it from people, and everybody said what they had to say, and did this and do that. But lo and behold, here we are 3 years later, and it happened exactly like I said it was going to happen. Probably worse. So, and that was part of the reason that I just wasn't engaged like I should have been. But hey, Ole Miss, I'm back, man. I mean, when I used to be engaged, I didn't have all this gray hair. But now I'm finna go get me some Just for Men. I'm finna dye it black. I'm finna dye my beard black. I gotta look younger now, man. I feel pumped up now. Pete Golden unpumped me up, man. I'm ready to roll. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm excited just to cover it all. That's all, you know. Since we've jumped into this, I've tried to really dive in and figure some stuff out and be able to be good for everybody that's listening and you know, be reliable. And
yeah,
it's a new challenge now. We went from covering the Lane Kiffin era to the Pete Golden era.
And all of the controversies that come, that comes our way. But man, it's been a good day. It's been a long day. And like I said, I think God knew I needed today off because, like I said, we don't have church on Fifth Sunday. And man, this was a informational pack. And be aware. I do believe some things are gonna come out, and you just got to be responsible. But some things are going to, and I didn't like a lot of stuff that people were tweeting, you know. It's some stuff that I wasn't going to deal with or comment on, you know, making comments about, you know, deceased family members and stuff like that. You file for that. You lame for that. But everything else was free game. And I do believe that a lot of information that people were holding on to because he was our coach, it's finna come out, and it's finna come out strong.
Yeah.
So, hey, we got our coach now, and like you said, in LSU, I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, while you spamming the chat, why don't you just go ahead and tap the screen, man? Support the live now that you're in here. Appreciate you.
I wish y'all the best. I'm just telling you. 2 years. 2 years. I want you to
thank you, Daniel. That's my guy.
In 2 years, I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be ugly. Because I'm gonna tell you, not making the playoffs is not gonna be enough. Saying I just got we did a good, we had 10 wins this year and you don't make it.
Yeah. I think
it's gonna be bad.
Says we play y'all in Oxford next year. I don't know if that's LSU's SEC opener, but that's Ole Miss's SEC opener next year. Lane Kiffin has to travel to two of his former stops in his first year at LSU next year. He will travel to Oxford and to Tennessee.
Ryan, I wish I could get Bitley on the podcast because I know he got a lot to say. He could tell what's really going on. But I'm going to leave that alone, Coach, because I ain't finna get in there. I ain't finna. Y'all stop that. Y'all trying to get. See, y'all uncaught on to me now. Y'all uncaught on to me, and y'all know that and y'all trying to lure me in. Look at chat. Y'all ought to be ashamed of y'all self. Y'all trying to lure me in, trying to get me going. Y'all ought to be ashamed of y'all self, man.
Reel it in.
Y'all got to stop doing that to me. Coach, what happened to you protecting me, man?
I'm reeling it in right now.
I saw that, man. Now I'm sitting up here asking for Bentley, and you know y'all trying to get me in trouble, man. Don't get me in trouble. Look, I'm feeling – look, I'm happy today. I've been angry the last 2 weeks. Oh, 3 weeks. Coach, all our podcast was just anger out of me. Frustration, man. I was so angry. Now I'm not angry, so y'all don't do that to me. Okay, that's good. That's good. He already has the number one comment in the country. That's good. Okay, that's good. That's good. Like I said, we will see. I can't wait till it all start. DJ, stop. Stop it, man. Stop it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're trying to do stuff. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be that. Don't be that guy, man. Don't be that guy that go pick a fight. Don't stop that. Y'all stop it. I'm just going to read a couple of these comments and then we going to get off in a minute. But now I'm here's the thing. You're saying that he made a terrible. The money, I mean, hey, take that money. Take that money. Do what you got to do, man. That type of money out there, and it's not based on, you know, foundations and stuff like that. That, hey, take your money, bro. We ain't mad at you for taking your money. Eli Trinidad got to get a waiver. He has to get a waiver. He can't just up and go. The NCAA have to grant him a six.
I'm curious if they'll view it like Diego Pavia. I mean, there's clearly going to be.
Diego come from JUCO, though. Did he come from JUCO?
He didn't. He came from Division II, but, he has the argument that I had no earning potential, and that was Diego's argument, was he had no earning potential as a college athlete in JUCO. And I guess Trinidad could have the same argument, but he's got to get, you know, that's got to get through, and he's got to win that.
So NIL has been, what, 3 years or 4 years? 2021 or 2022?
Well, I mean, when it took off to what it is now, it was 2021. So, I mean, you could start, NIL started in 2020, but it was not what it is now.
Well, it actually started in the early 80s.
I mean, there's always been NIL, but they called it something different back then.
Yeah, I called it a handshake.
But I think, though, even... But in my understanding, though, the clock, gone, the way the clock works, he's still, and I'm not arguing anything, he may, but my understanding was from the clock, year five to play four, that clock is running out this year.
Here's my thing. This is what people not understanding. Even if the players, the ones that y'all talking about leaving, leave, do y'all, let me ask you this, do you remember the roster from last year? Is it the same? No!
I mean, this was the...
This was a restructured team this year, and we're going to have a restructured team next year.
Called the bag, the shoebox of cash, Greg.
Gosh, man. This is what I can't get y'all to understand. Even if somebody leaves, we lost a lot of players last year. Like a wholesale of players. And it redone, so now you're redoing it again. Gosh, you can't get y'all to understand that, man.
Anyway, we can have that discussion when the portal opens on who's.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's gone?
Well, hey, it is what it is, man. And we have now closed the chapter. Where you remember the train tracks that was in Bruce?
I mean, I've seen them, but I don't remember there being a train on.
What they do to them?
Took them down, I'm guessing.
All right. Everybody that's on y'all little lane train, go take that crap down. Get it off the rails. Go ahead and turn it into, if you go through Hucker, what is it, a trail bike ride now? Make it a trail bike ride now.
Gosh, what's
pull
that
up
called?
Pull up the train tracks.
It runs all the way to, like, New Albany.
Yeah.
Something trail. Train track.
Yeah, that second plane came in and left out. They wasted that gas. Well, they brought in two planes, boy. Like, come on in. Boy, I tell you who's sitting back, though. If I'm Brian Kelly, I'm finna get all my money. But here's what, because he's bitter like this. We're gonna have to change some signals. Because whoever we're playing, he's going to tell them what's going on. That's the type of person he is.
I mean, I'm sure the coaching staff's smart enough to handle all that.
Well, I mean, you'll be amazed. But, hey, Coach, we – man, I got to go back to work tomorrow. Ain't that so? That dirt. Man, when is Christmas holidays?
You got what, 3 weeks?
Oh, man. Oh, got to go back to work. Got to go back to work. Got some games this week, man. Got to go to Stark's Doodoo Land and watch the state championships on Thursday.
I was going to say, y'all are playing Starkville in basketball?
No, I got
to say, whoa.
Heck no, man.
You said I go. I called it when you said state championship.
Man, I would get a Texas A&M schedule. I ain't crazy. What I look like, I lost seven seniors. I don't have NIL money at Bruce, so I had to deal with whatever I had left. And shoot, I lost seven seniors and two more other players. So I'm in a full rebuild right now. Shoot. So, hey, I don't know. Well, if you find Bentley number, then y'all will call him up and then we'll join y'all. but hey, man, we once again want to thank everybody that joined us tonight. We will, if you want to listen to what we heard early on, you're going to have to go to the podcast in the morning on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I need you to subscribe to the Coaching Coach Podcast, even on this TikTok page, man. Y'all need to follow us. Follow us, man. You need to follow Coach Benji because the hair raid is coming. The hair raid is coming. Man, I love that name. Boy, you hit one on the head right there. But Tuesday Night College Show. We are going to be in full effect, man. Anytime news drop, we're going to be there. We're going to be looking at it. Man, I might even try to sneak up there and get me a practice in and kind of watch what's going on because I am the athletic director at Bruce High School. All I have to do is call them and say, hey, I am the athletic director. I just want to come in and just look at what you're doing. So I might try to get up there doing playoff time, doing playoff preparation just in order to get some stuff going. So we are going to be a little bit more active and we're going to get going, man. But we like I said, this saga is over with, Coach, and now we're turning the page. If I'm not mistaken, man, we are. Let's see what we're looking at. Well, Thursday I will be in Stark Doodoo Land. I can't even say that place. I'll be down there. So I'll get with you, Coach, and we'll figure out when we back on. Make sure you catch Coach Harris college show on Tuesday night on TikTok. I know I can.
Yeah, we'll recap the rankings. It won't be.
Oh no, you got to go in. You got to go in because you know you're gonna have some people there ready to troll you, brother. Hey, go get the.
Man, I mean,
get the Florida folks that've been messing with you.
The troll stuff doesn't bother me. It's just I think there's a lot of great storylines, but we're stuck here talking about one. So we get the chance to talk about. I just want the chance to talk about. There's a lot of great stuff going on.
Yeah, man. What a year. What a football year. A lot of things. A lot of narratives. Crap. Vandy 10-2.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Like,
oh my god,
that's a great story.
Oh man, Vandy is 10-2. That. Welcome to NIL era.
Duke might be a 6-6 team and win the ACC. I mean,
oh my gosh, please don't tell me that. No, that's enough. That's enough. Oh my gosh. Where is it, Mike? Is Coach K, is he coaching football now? What's going on, man? But we thank everybody for joining us tonight and make sure that you follow us on our TikTok page. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us everywhere you can find the Coach and Coach podcast. Once again, we are prepping and priming ourselves for the playoff picture. You got the transfer portal, you got early signing day coming, man. It's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. So, stay tuned. We're going to gear ourselves up for NFL playoff that's coming soon. We got NBA coming in December. That's when I usually like to cover the NBA. These first couple of months, it's just, I feel like it's irrelevant. So that's why I like to wait until December before I get into the NBA. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on and we're going to be here. That guy right beside me, he is the offensive coordinator. He did not get on the plane. He's still with us. That is Coach Hare.
I'm sitting in my house, guys.
I'm the defensive coordinator. I said, get out of my chair and go on to LSU where you at, because I'm staying right where I am. I am Coach Mark, and we make up the Coach and Coach podcast. We'll see you on the next one.